only chayiv until you give over your son to the galochim. Rashi says lefrushay to explain achiyim to the matnisanos. What does the mishnah mean? Until you give over your son, you have to give over your son to the galochim, to the ones that take care of the avodah zarah. Shneimer pasuk says umizaracho loisitein lahavi lamelech. Your children should not give away to the people that make the kids walk in front of the melech, in front of the fire. Rashi loisitein lahavir loisitein liacherim lahavir ostam the milsa. Shamshim shalom kom avirin lo. Who makes the people go in front of the melech? Who makes them walk in the fire? The mesharshim, the galochim. So they're saying, do not give over your son to the galochim, that they'll make him walk in front of the fire. Tanya nam yachov, we learn like this also. Yachov, I would have thought to say, hevir, if you give over your son to the galochim, v'loy mosar yechayiv, and they did not make him walk in front of the avodah zarah, tamaloy maloy sitein, don't give. Moslem, let's say you gave it over to the Melech. Play heaven, they did not make him walk in front of the fire. Yochaye chayev tamloy malahavir, to make him walk. So Mosa the Hever, let's say you gave over your son to the Galochim, and they made him walk in front of the fire. But Shalay la Melech, not in front of the Melech. Mashmah the Melech was a statue of their king, of their ruler. Yochaye, I would have thought to say, Yechayev, Yechayev, you do it in front of another Avodah Zarah. Not in front of the statue of the king. Tamaloy malam moilach. Only to the king, like to the ruler. Mosa vehever la moilach. Let's say he gave him over to the moilach. Vuloy vesh, but they did not make him walk through fire. They just gave him over and they walked him in front of the moilach. In front of the god. In front of their ruler. But they did not make him walk through the fire. Yoch yechayiv, maybe still yechayiv misa? No. Nemo kan lahavir. Walking through. Shouldn't have somebody giving over your children to walk in front of fire. Malalam beish, it means the same as avodah zarah of melech, which means you have to make them walk through the fire. Is avkan beish, here also you only chayiv misa to give over your son to the galochim, and they make him walk through the fire. Umakan melech, here we're talking about this type of an avodah, this minig, but in front of the ruler. Is aflahal and melech there also? The fire means in front of the melech and not in front of another avodah zarah. That's this chet misa. It's not called you worshipping avodah zarah, but it was a stam and meaning it was the chayk that the goyim used to do. They used to take their children and make them walk in front of the king, like, or in front of the statue of the king, and make them walk through fire. So that meaning the Torah is against. The Torah says yichayiv misa if you do something like this.
After they
watch the fire, yeah. Rav says, Omar Rav Acha Brei Derava, Hevir Kol Zaroi Potter. If you take over Kol Zaroi, then you're Potter. Why? Shinema Mizaracha V'loi Kol Zaracha. Only from your children, not all your children. The special Pturi, you're not Chayv Misa if you give over Kol Zaroi. So to tell you this question, top place of him, Toyma, Mikama Mechayv Lei. The first one you should be chayiv from. Maybe the second one you potter. The first one should be chayiv. Pishloim megoyin shein lo yela ben echod. That's the chiddush. Ashevim abatachas. He made them both go together. So there's a concept that he's potter. Boy Ravashi, have roi suma mal. Let's say your son is blind. They make him walk. Is he chayiv by chayiv or not? Yoshin mal. Let's say he's a sleepwalker. He's sleeping, and while he's sleeping, they're picking him up and they're making him go. Rashi says, "Hevi lebnei sumo yoshin." Your son was sleeping, and in his sleep, they picked him up, and make him walk in front of the fire. Mehevi derech havora bekapa kai gavno. Is it called derech havora or not? Yoshin mao ben benoi. Let's say your grandson, ben bitoi, your daughter's son, mao. The grandfather takes his grandchildren. Tivshet miyachod. I have a proof for one of them at least. The Tanya will learn like this. Ki mizaroi nosan la moilach. Matam la, what does the Pasuk teach us? Ki mizaroi nosan la moilach. The fish, remember the Pasuk says, lo yimotse b'cho, we should not find by any Jew, mavir b'no yu b'tabesh, letting your children walk through fire. Eli yele b'no yu b'tabesh, maybe only your children. Ben b'no yu grandson, Ben bito, your granddaughter, by through your daughter, minayin, tamloima besito mizaroi, giving away from your children, mizaroi, mash even your grandchildren. Sakoponim, you see, grandchildren is also the cloud of slav, you dechai for your grandchildren also.
Yeah, but if that's the case,
well, says Tana, we learned posach bechi mizaroi, v'solot besito mizaroi. Drosh achrit, another drosh is like this. Drosh achrin who? A zaro ain't liyel a zaro, your own child. Zaro kosher, maybe only if he's not a mamzer. Zaro posach, I don't know if you have a mamzer. Minayin tamloim besito mizaroi. Any child you have. Omre, even if you're a mamzer, as long as it's your son, you'll be chayiv misa for this. Omer Rav Yehuda ein echayiv ad sheyavireno derech havoro. You have to make him walk normal walking. Hechidam, what's the case? Omer Abaya sharga delivno b'mitzua nura. Nura mahagisa. They have to be walking through the middle, and on both sides is the fire. That's the derech how you walk through the fire. Oshir sharga delivno. Shuros levonim gevoya levona agav levona. Have bricks, one on top of another. There were fire on both sides of the bricks, and they made the child, the children, walk through the bricks. They would not be burnt up. Even after you walk through, you're still alive. You don't kill yourself through walking through the fire. So the way is that there's the bricks there, and on both sides of the bricks, that's the derech havara, that's the way you chay. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. Okay, we'll start off with a drop. We're on 10 lines now from the top. Samach Dal Rama Beis. Mer says again, Boy Ravashi, Ravashi asked the question, Heviroi Suma Mal, if you take your blind son, what's the lochom? Yoshin Mal, if your son is sleeping, Ben Benoi, you take your grandson, Ben Bito, your daughter's son Mal, if you bring him to the Moilach and he takes him over the fire, are you chayiv or not? So he says, Tifshit Mihu Chod, I'll bring a proof to one of them. Tanya, we learned, Ki Mizaroi Nosan LaMoilach. He took his son and gave him over to the Moilach. Matam, what does the Pasuk say? Lefishnem, because it says, Lo Yimotze Becho Mavir Benoi, Obito Beish. We should not find somebody that gives over his own children to the Moilach to bring him through the fire. Same Liyela Benoi Abita, maybe only your real son or daughter. Ben Benoi, or Ben Bita, I don't know, even a grandson. Tamloim, it says, Besito Mizaroi, when you give away from your child, Mashma Mizaro, even your grandchild. So the question is now, Tona Posach Michi Mizaroi. The Tana just started out with the first Posach of Michi Ki Mizaro Nosma Melech. The Solik, he ends up bringing a proof from Besito Mizaroi, from a different Posach. So Mar says, true, at Anagav, Jerusha Achrinahu, he wants to teach us another Jerusha. That we dash like this also, Zaroi, your own son. Ain liyela zara kosher, maybe only a kosher son that's not a mamzer. But zara posel minayin, how do we know even if you have a mamzer, as long as he's your son, if you take him over to the melech and he brings to the galach and he takes him through the fire, how do we know you chayiv misam? Tamalema besitai mizaroi, from your zara, even though he's a mamzer. As long as he's your child, he'll have a chayiv misa. Om Rav Yehuda, ein chayiv ad sheyavreinu derech havara. You have to give him over to the galach, and the galach has to take him and walk him through the fire in the normal manner. Only derech havara. The hechidami, what's called the normal manner, how do they bring them through the fire? So some achleikis. Omer Abaya learns, sharga de livna b'mitziyah. There was a pile of stones in the middle of blocks, and nura mehai gisa, there were fire on both sides. And they used to make the child walk on the bricks in between the fire. Ravam Rava says no. Kime Shavosa the Puria. Like people jump around on Purim, so it means they also used to jump over the fire. Not walk over the fire, but he learned they used to jump. Tanya Kavos the Rava, bring your proof to Rava. It says, Ein Chayiv Yoni Chayiv by Melech, if you give your son over to the Galach, that takes him through the fire, Ad Sheavreno Derech Avoro, till he takes him through the fire in their normal manner. That says clearly, Havira Baregel, if the Galach takes him and walks him with his feet, Potter. You potter. So Mashma, what's the derech? To jump over the fire. But if you walk through the fire, you potter. So the proof to Rava that the derech, the normal manner was to jump over the fire. V'yei nechayev ela al yetzi yerecha. Yoni chayev for your own children.
We had before, lav dafka your children, your grandchildren also, they're considered yotzei yerechai, but not somebody else. If you give over somebody else to the melech, you're potter, you're not chayiv nisan. Ha-ketzer, how's it come out? B'noyu b'tei chayiv. If you give over your children, you're chayiv. Other the imay, if you give over your father or your mother to the melech, or else, ach, if you give over your brother, b'yachayso, your sister, potter, you're potter. The pasuk only says, yotzei yerechai, your children. What's going to be? Hever atzmoi. Let's say a person gives his son over. A person comes and gives his son up to the melech, gives himself to the galach and says, take me through the fire, what's the halacha? So again, potter, then I come to this potter. Potter says, mizaroi, his children are him. For Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Mechayiv, no, you're chayiv, you give yourself over, you're chayiv. Now, echod lemelech v'yechod l'shar avoyda zarechayiv. If you do this avoyda, of giving yourself over to the fire, whether it's by Merlech or to any other Avodah Zorah, the Tanakhama holds Yechayiv, because he learns that Merlech is a regular Avodah Zorah, and therefore Kedarko Yechayiv, and if you do it Shloi Kederach, any other Avodah Zorah also Yechayiv. However, like we had in our Mishnah, not like this, we have Lazar, Reb Shimon Oimer, La Melechayiv, no, only if you give your children over to this type of an Avodah by Merlech. But Chayiv, but Shloi Lemelech Potter, by any other Avodah Zorah, if you give your children over it and they take them through the fire there, you're potter. Like we had before, it's not really an Avodah Zorah here. It's only a chayk, what the goyim do. And the Torah was only marked by this type of a chayk, by melech, and not by anything else, not by any other Avodah Zorah. Because it's not really an Avodah Zorah here. Yeah. Omar Ula. My time of the Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, that he says, if you give yourself over Yechayiv, Omar Kroh, the Pasuk says, lo yimotzei b'chor. So he dash in the word b'chor, b'chor b'yatzmecho. So he says, you shouldn't find by you somebody that gives over his children. But also says the word b'chor, meaning you also, if you give yourself over Yechayiv. For Rabbonin, lo dashi b'chor. For the Imam of Rabbonin, you want to tell me now, lo dashi b'chor. They don't dash you from this word b'chor. So how come they hold if you give yourself over your potter from Isa? For your Tanam would learn like this. If you're in the street and you lost something and your father lost something and you found your father's, they're both lying there. So which one comes first? You have a right to take care of your own first. For Yarmim, when we say, my time, what's the reason? I have a mitzvah kibbut avain. How come you can take care of your own first? For Yarmim, the Pasuk says, Ephes. The Pasuk is telling us, warning us, be careful, do not become poor. So la'iyah b'chor, with the word b'chor, it's like an azara, you, be careful not to become poor. Therefore, you always have to take care of your own belongings first. So here we dash in shaloi kedem et asher kol adam. And the Chor, the Rabbanon also agree over here. So you see, we dash in the word b'chor. So Mara says, no, for us some may ephes. It's not from the word la'iyah b'chor evyon, it's from the word ephes. The word ephes means it should not be, that the Torah is warning us, do not become poor, which means take care of your own belongings first. Omer Rav Yosef Abchanina, Shalosh Krisos de'Avodah Zorah Loma. How come the Torah says three times the word Krisos by the Pasha of Avodah Zorah? It says it twice by Melech, and once it says by Megadeth, it says it. Rashi says, Tarti Gabi Melech, B'Kadoshim Tiyu, V'Nietan Esponai B'Yishu, V'Chrati Yosei, Mikarev Amoi, V'Samti Esponai B'Yishu, V'Shpasa V'Chrati Yosei. Yeah. And then the third one is, by Shlach Lecha Noshem Kidvar Hashem Bozo. And that also goes in Avodah Zorah. So how come I have to say it three times? So Mor says, Achas L'Kadarka, if you worship any Avodah Zorah the regular way, Yechayev Chorus, V'Yachas L'Shaloi Kadarka, if by the limudim we had before, if you're a zaveyach, if you're a maktir, if you're a nisuch, or yishtachavo, that yichayv at any avodah zorah shloikadarka yichayv chorus, if you do it without hasroah, the yachas lemelech, and one if you do this this type of an avodah by melech. And the yachas lemelech, one goes for a special avodah of melech, like we're holding now, that's not an avodah zorah. It's need a special chiyuv krisus over there. But if you hold no melech is a regular type of an avodah zorah, then avodah zorah he chorus the melech lomli. What do we need a special time yichayv chorus by melech? That's the chlal the regular avodah zorah. So Mor says lemarve benoy shloikadarkoi, that he holds yichayv chorus even if you give over your child shloikadarkoi. not the normal manner, or to a different avodah zarah, also you be chayiv. That's the chiddush according to this man diyama. Well, the man diyama that holds what negade is avodah zarah, he that when the pasuk says somebody cursed, it's a machlokes the gemara increases whether it's a birkas Hashem, a cursing Hashem, or whether megadif means he worshipped avodah zarah. So if you hold the man diyama that the megadif is avodah zarah, so then chorus the megadif lomeli. Why does the pasuk say specially another chorus by megadif? Megadif is bechal avodah zarah. Look at a time like one like this. He chorus bidash like this. The double lashon is he chorus b'olam hazeh. You'll be killed in this world, and also tikoros olam habo. Divrei Rebbe Akiva, you will not be zeichu to olam habo by doing this aveira of megadif. Oh, my Lord, Rebbe Shmuel, v'loy kva nemer, says the Rebbe, v'nichrusa. It says it's the third time it says it. V'chi shalom shalom im yesh. According to you, that it says it twice. Once for olam hazeh, once for olam habo. But what's the third time for? There's no third world. Ela rather dash like this. V'nichrusa b'olam hazeh. True. He covers the second time is olam habo. And he covers after the pasuk says the third time. It's not really a third time, but rather dibra Torah kolashim b'nei yodim. He covers. That's a normal manner the way the Torah speaks. So really, it's only two times extra. So once for olam hazeh and once for olam habo. Now the Mishnah says, Baal oiv. What's the